Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're on The Burt Show.
I remember the day vividly. My dad took me out for a steak dinner one night, and he asked me what I want to do with my life. And I'm 18 or 19 years old at the time. And I tell him, you know what? I think I want to be in radio or do sports or something like that. And he says, why don't you do something meaningful with your life? Why don't you be an attorney or, you know, as Jews do, an accountant? And I said, no, Dad. I'm going to have a long career in radio. Uh-huh. And today, if I could go back to that conversation and sit down with him again, I'd say, Dad, you're right. Radio is stupid. And the one thing I wouldn't want to do with my life is 30 years later,
yes,
be on the radio without a shirt, matted down chest hair, and a green, what do you even call this thing?
A fur trapper hat.
And sunglasses. And why do I look like this?
I mean, you, sir, are the spitting image of Travis Kelce from his GQ cover.
Am I rocking it?
You are rocking it. You are a much hairier. It's kind of giving worm.
Yeah.
The chest hair is giving parasite.
Okay. All right.
But otherwise, you look very Travis Kelce-esque.
All right.
I don't even know where to go from
real,
here.
Is it real bad?
It's not good. I don't know how we go the rest of the show like this.
That's what I was going to say. We're continuing to do the show. I'll put the tank top on here after this segment.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I'll keep it on here. I do need to see some pictures. I sincerely haven't had chest hair in 20 years. And I know it wouldn't go in like this.
No, absolutely not. And I'm sure after seeing this, you will continue to trim and shave your chest for the remainder of your days.
Yes, Tommy.
Shouldn't you walk down the street like that?
What is with you?
just walk down the street.
Why are you?
Let the people see.
No.
I do feel like you need a refresher on your coffee if you want to pop on over to the break room and get some coffee.
I'll do that after. Sure.
Yeah,
I'll give everybody a little peeksie.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sure there are some HR issues here.
But your chest days are paying off, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you give us a little flex?
Popping, looking good.
All right. Ooh.
Whoa. Oh.
Whoa. Look, I can flex both. This is a real talent here. Hold on.
By the way, no idea how hard or how easy that is to get off.
We will find out very, very soon. All right, so let's talk about your weekend. I feel ridiculous.
You can take the hat and the glasses off if that's more comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah. The way you are dressed right now is exactly how I'm going to feel when I show up to this random wedding on Sunday.
Okay, so let's recap this whole thing and hope she comes back on Monday or Tuesday in one piece.
Essentially, we had a P1 of ours, a dedicated listener, send us an invitation to her wedding and a beautiful handwritten note just talking about what our show means to her. And I know it really touched all of us so much so that I think we bought like, what, half for registry? Is that what it was? Yeah. So we got her a bunch of stuff off her registry, but she was like, there's one more thing on my registry that I just really want to ask for. And she sends me and Kristen an email and basically said, hey, like, I know y'all can't go because the wedding's on a Sunday and it's also like really far away. It's in Indiana. I would love it if Abby, of everybody else, could go because there's a guy that's going to be there. He's the best man in the wedding, and I think he's exactly her type. And
I didn't realize he was best man.
Yeah, he's the best man.
Oh, wow.
This man, the first time I see this man, he's going to be walking down the aisle at a wedding. So anyway, she invites me to this wedding. She says, I think she'd be perfect for the best man. I think they'd get along. Can she please go? And we all decided to take a chance for the bit. We're going to commit to the bit, and I'm going to fly up to Indiana this weekend.
Is it really a bit, though? I mean, isn't it just the same as like going on a blind date? You link up with somebody. Yes, we're doing it on the radio for sure. But yeah, somebody in common, knows somebody of good character, somebody that looks the way this dude does, great looking, 6'5".
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's for the radio, but maybe there's some potential here.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a good match, then it's a first date. But if it's not, then it's a bit.
But just think, right? So she hit us up and like asked Bert, like, please let's make this happen. Right. And we asked you, you are down to clown, which I love. But think about it. Yeah. Just a bit. It was also just a bit when Bert said, who wants to date my ex-wife? And now she's with the man of her dreams and they have been together for over a year.
Living together. Okay. Living together.
So this could be just a bit. or Abby, it could be your one true love.
Oh, no, I mean,
I don't know. I think I'm just at a point, like, I have been dating for so long that I have learned a valuable lesson in just never getting your hopes up or never getting excited, going in with reasonable expectations. And so I think to me in this scenario, the reasonable expectation is that I'm going to go to a wedding, I'm going to have a good time at the wedding, and I'm going to have some fun stories to tell on Monday. Like, that's the expectation I'm having. Because if I go in thinking, wow, this is going to be the most magical first date ever, he's probably going to be everything I ever dreamed of, then it's going to be such like a letdown. Because the odds show most men I go out with are just that, just random men from the internet.
But the odds get better with each guy that doesn't work out for you, because eventually you're going to find the dude. So maybe the odds now are in your favor.
That's what I say every time I go out and then I go home back to my cats.
I think, you know what? I applaud your mindset. I actually think that it's very smart. Mm-hmm. Go in with no expectations. That way you're pleasantly surprised if things are better than you ever could have realized. But I think the expectations you're going in with, we're the ones that are going to, like, you know, amp it up and, you know, get a little too excited. So you can leave that to us. But I think how you're handling it perfectly.
Yeah, I'm just trying to go in with reasonable expectations. Because also, like, how much pressure is it going to be for him if I'm on here being like, oh my God, I can't. First we meet at a wedding and then we're going to have a wedding. Like, that would be so much for some dude. Like, this is just a first date at a wedding.
Yeah. Right. No, that would be, if you came in hot like that, that would be stepping into psycho.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to step into reasonable and I'm going to step, into reasonable by flying on a plane to Indiana to meet this man for the first time at a wedding. And yeah, I guess the first interaction we're going to have is at the rehearsal, or not the rehearsal, the reception.
Okay. So again, the wedding is Sunday.
The wedding is Sunday. I will be live vlogging on my Instagram. So if you want to hold my hand through it.
And then we will be talking, because you're going to do the show from Indiana on Monday. So we will get a full recap Monday of how the weekend went.
At 6 a.m. I'll be there bright and early.
And I want to stress here also, she's safe. You're safe.
Yes.
I mean, we've got people up there that know you, that know this situation. You're safe. This is not like, we've had listeners on here that are going on a second date and they're heading on out to California, or a very famous story that we had on here with a woman that went to Morocco to meet some guy on a whim, and all of our listeners are like, are you absolutely crazy? You have kids. You're going to Morocco. You don't even know this guy. They have been married ever since.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I will say, it's been so sweet that all the P1s have reached out to me that live in Indiana. They're like, here's my number.
Okay.
If you find yourself in a ditch, call me.
You're on The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.